Blog Talk Radio.
To the Steve Henson Radio Show with Blog Talk Radio. Of course, Ron Yarbrough. I have Ron Yarbrough on the other end. Yarbrough played with me with the Jets, New York Jets, Chicago's finest, Ron Yarbrough.
Yes. It's chilly right now. It's chilly right now in Chicago.
Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. It's sad to tell you today that I'm in Florida, where I live at, and it's warm. It's nice down here. Yeah, we live down in Florida. It's nice. It's nice down here, yeah, bro. Real nice. But I'm sorry about the cold weather, but that's Chicago.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's still a beautiful city, and a lot of history there. And Chicago. And Ron Yarbrough, my friend, I call him Arthur Yarbrough. Arthur, you want to go ahead and explain something about your book?
Yes, you know I do. Yeah, my first and only book that I newly got published and put out is called Believe So You Can Achieve. Okay, and it's a book for self-help, motivational, keep you on track book that any and everybody can read, and it's for any and everybody, grade school, mm-hmm. all the way to grandparents, great-grandparents, all the way up the ladder. And regardless of what level you're at, it's to help you get to the next level. So once again, it's called Believe So You Can Achieve, and my website where my book is at is called Yarbrough16.com. That's www.yarbrough16.com.
Ron Yarbrough, awesome. Guys, make sure you guys go out, purchase that book. It's very important, and we need books like this to help us through our lives, and we're going to get into that today. But this, Ron, thank you so much for getting that book out there. I plan on doing something similar to that at the end of this year. You're way ahead of me, but I'm gonna try to catch up. I'm gonna try my best. But congratulations on that. Also,
thank
too, you're welcome. Shannon Morrell Holtz, the music guys in the background that you just finished listening to. You can reach Shannon at LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Shannon Morrell Holtz, she's open for bookings, all type of events, all positive events. She's there for you for that. Also, too, guys, we're actually doing a charity for Dan Upperco. Mary Ellen, his mom, my mom, Kate Mae Anderson, my mom, a mother of three boys, as well as Dan, mom of three boys, and American Heart Association. You guys can sign up at SuperBowlPlayersParty.com. We're going to do this event at Top Golf Miami Gardens, 31st of January, from 4 to 7, mingling, networking, all about bringing people together and helping each other, reaching out and grabbing a hand and pulling them up in a positive way. It's a charity. Hope you guys come on and enjoy it. Make sure you sign RSVP. That's what's going on. Besides that, Yarbrough, it's a very, very sad day today. And episode 72, we'll talk about a tribute to Kobe Bryant, but also to God's decisions. And I'm going to read Yarbrough And before you listen, I keep calling him Yarber because people from Louisiana, I've said this before, if you listen to the show, we give people nicknames. I mean, we don't give you a full name. We're also going to, you know, that's just the way we are in Louisiana. We try to be good people, and that's where we roll. So when I say Ryan, I mean Yarbro. So just kind of go along with it if you can.
Same thing.
But Ryan, I'm gonna read some biblical terms, and guys, I want you guys to check this out tonight on this very, very sad day. Okay, we're gonna try to give you hope and awareness to understand better to help you guys make it through the day and on in life with a tragedy like this, and especially from Kobe Bryant. And we're going to talk about all the accolades he's done. It's just incredible that he never was tired and the things he did. But just try to follow. If you're not a spiritual person, hopefully after this show you will be. John 11, chapter 25th to 26th verse. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. I'm going to say it again. I hope you guys understand this. Pick this up, please. John 11, 25th to 26th verse. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5th chapter 8th verse. We are confident, I say, and I would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5th chapter 8th verse. Pay attention. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. Last one. John 14, first through second, Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled. For your listeners, do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me also. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? Yeah, bro. Those are some biblical terms.
Yes.
I just read.
Yeah.
See, yeah, bro. You lose someone, you feel like it's part of you been taken away. And I felt that way with Kobe. I know you felt that way because Kobe Bryant was. It's just hard to find someone to reach the level he reached in professional basketball, of any professional sport, but also to doing good and helping afterwards, giving back. And some things he gave back so quiet that people didn't know, started giving back. But I say this
Absolutely.
For your listeners, and I say this to you and I, Real Bro, when you find somebody in life like Kobe Bryant that was doing the things that he did in a positive way, even after the accomplishments that he hit, that he achieved, you know what God gonna say? He's doing extremely well down there. He needs to come home with me, because a lot of those people down there really don't appreciate his work. He needs to come with me, because now he's in the real league. He's in my league, my family. Because I need this angel, this powerful angel, to fight those evil demons down there in the USA and on this earth. I need to do that now, because the fact is, the problem is, the United States, we have so many dirty people, and around the world, we have so much dirt. I need this good man, and you know what? I need his beautiful daughter. I need them to come with me, because I need him on my team. And see, we tend to forget about that, y'all, but we tend to forget about the reason why we're here. It's from God. I do. You know, things get in your way, distraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need this. I want that. We get greedy. But for us, filtering this down here, us in the United States and in the world, if you're not scared now, if you, I don't know what's wrong with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and to touch on Kobe, Kobe was such an accomplished person off the court as well, off the basketball court. Even though we played a different sport, we understand the sacrifice, of the time, the sacrifice of your mentality, the sacrifice of you being a person to get to, let alone get to that level, but yet to accomplish so many things on that level, on top of that level, okay?
Yes.
And being able to adjust the way that he did outside of ball as well. I seen the Grammys come on. Grammys were coming on tonight, and Kobe won a Grammy last year.
Right.
Okay. I might be misstating it, but he had a movie.
You're right.
Okay. And just to know that what he stood for outside of the NBA as well, because Kobe was a scholar as well. Kobe, he knew multiple languages. Okay. He also was an advocate for pushing women's basketball. You know, his daughter that passed away with him, she was the one that said, hey, that's okay that you have four girls. I'll be the one to go out and lay down the groundwork and the foundation for you. You know what I mean?
Just
like as if you had a son. But, you know, but basketball is, you know, it's universal, but it's also unisex, you know, because both male and female play basketball. It's not like the sport that we play. I mean, female do play the sport that we play, but, you know, they don't play it like we do on the physical level when it comes down to it.
Yes, it's different.
Okay,
yeah,
so there's a difference.
More massive.
You put it this way.
Okay.
You can have a woman out on the football field with men, but it's much different than having a woman on the basketball court and a man on the basketball court playing together. You know, it's totally different. So what it comes down to, Kobe did so many things outside of basketball that just transformed the world in many ways, because once again, he's a man of many languages, so he touched the world when it comes down to everything. He touched the world and was continuing to touch the world and be an ambassador for not only women's sports, but just for social justice, equality, all right? And you could just tell by all the people that were touched and are continuing to be touched by the comments that are being made from him that, you know, he was gone. I mean, we can never say that we were here too long, gone too young, because we never know our path. And just like I spoke last week, you know, the greatest ones that have done so much at a certain age are, like you say, have transitioned. You know, the Most High has told them, you know, come on, you've done what you were supposed to do while you were here. You know, and us as fans, and us as people on the outside looking in, we may look at our own selfish reasons and say that, you know, that we wish that somebody else was here another day, another week, another year, but we never know when it's our time or someone else's time. So therefore, you know, like we were speaking about being in fear, you know, or being woken up. Yeah, that's definitely true right now. And the reason why I'm saying that is because what we need to fear is not living, okay? And what we need to fear is living the way everyone wants us to live, okay? And what I mean by that is just conforming and complying to all of society's rules and regulations and becoming a robot, okay, basically. And
yes,
that's something you know as well as I know from us knowing each other for 25 years, that we are the type of characters or have the type of characteristics that we're going to live and we're going to enjoy life, okay? Because
abundantly.
We never
abundantly.
Know. Yeah, we never know. Yeah, because we've both been, certain places where we have to appreciate life, because once again, mm-hmm. we count our blessings and we're still here and we can very easily be gone as well, okay, to keep it as real mm-hmm. as possible to all the listeners. We both could be gone mm-hmm. right now, okay, and I'd be talking on this phone to each other. So, therefore, and talking on this podcast, out to the world. So, therefore, I always like to appreciate life, okay, and just respect.
Right.
I respect life, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to continue to be humble. I'm going to continue to be enthusiastic. I'm going to continue to help others that can't help themselves or that need my help, so things of that
right.
nature. I've always
right.
been and always will be someone to, stand up for what I believe in and continue to do what others won't do in order to make this world a better place, put it that way.
Right. And you know what you said, you're looking at Kobe Bryant, 5 NBA championships, NBA MVP award. I mean, if you want to add, cooking contest, whatever you want to add to it, he won it. I mean, 18 NBA All-Star selections, 2 Olympic gold
mm-hmm.
medals, on the court mm-hmm. and off the court. I mean, housing for the homeless, Academy Award
mm-hmm.
for best animated film, like you mentioned a while ago, short film.
Academy. Academy Award.
Yeah. Summer
mm-hmm.
camp he ran with his wife, Vanessa. An Oscar. The thing is, hold on 1 second. I have a caller calling me right now. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Caller, welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show with co-host Ryan Yabro. Who's calling, please?
Hello, Stevie and Ryan. This is Alan Jones from Palm Desert, California.
Alan.
Right, Alan.
Jones.
All right. Yes.
Yeah.
Alan, you are. Alan's a friend of ours for your listeners, and Alan's out there actually in California. Alan, how far is Calabasas from, I guess, from Los Angeles area? Is that right on the corner? I don't say 15 minutes?
No, it's a little further than that. We're out in, I'm right beside Palm Springs, like an hour and a half from Los Angeles.
But,
my brother lives in there in Paso Robles, so he's, that's, within a little quick, a little drive, a little afternoon drive out to L.A. from Palm Springs,
But Calabasas.
So it's,
Calabasas.
A matter of fact, my brother used to live, there in Malibu. So Calabasas is just up the Pacific Coast Highway, right there where Calabasas
mm-hmm.
intersects. A lot of people are familiar with that area, Granitas and a lot of that kind of
thing. About a half hour.
From where
drive.
I am, it's like, let's say, an hour and a half, 2 hour drive. But it's,
mm-hmm.
This is Southern California, so that's just a straight
mm-hmm.
shot. And it depends on the traffic conditions. It could be quicker, it could be a little slower. You have to excuse me. I just got off the golf course and then suffering from a little bit of a cold, so it's got my vocal cords
yeah.
a little crazy. But other than
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you
yes.
moving in slow motion like everybody else? I'm quite sure everybody else is moving in slow motion out there just as much as they are around the world with this tragedy. What do you think about this whole situation?
Well, it's funny you should mention that. We're avid golfers, and how much it doesn't take much to, shake the ground and rattle your golf game. It didn't take much at all. out there today. My associate and I, he's one of the golf pros at La Quinta Resort, where the pros played, last weekend? And oddly enough, we were rattled today, and we were talking about exactly what you're asking me. Why are we kind of off kilter today? Why is our gyroscope a little, lopsided? And we said, I have a daughter. With Kobe's incident, that's just nobody is immortal. Anything can happen at any time. And here we are enjoying these kind of things, but we feel vulnerable, and our subconscious is probably locked into that, and that's why we're all out of kilter. And as soon as I got home, when I called you, just real quickly, same thing. You could probably tell I seemed a little out of kilter. That's a tragic loss, not just because it's someone with a cool job. Let's get beyond that. It's someone who has put a lot of effort in being the best at what he could be, involving others who have invested all they could in being the best in the world at what they do. Whether it's a Michael Jordan of the game, Connie Hawkins or Kareem or Bill Walton, it doesn't matter. All of them were operating at such a high level. You can attest to that, Stevie. You were, operating at a high level. And imagine out of nowhere, no fault of your own, your mechanism has been totally disrupted. And not to mention your, daughter as well, who's just at the crest of her game and coming into her own, her own impetus of excellence. So it really does strike people that when you understand just how vulnerable you are, no matter your age, no matter your entrenchment in your thing, whatever that is, job or hobby. And that's what makes it so terrible, because you never know. All that does is remind you that you're very mortal and not invincible.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, sir.
You're absolutely
so
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right, because the fact is, I was raised, you go through life, sometimes you pull in different directions, some good, some not bad, you have, but I was raised in church, and we're working on a program for this summer for that, and, a lot of us, we understand it, we get it, and the thing is, in this world today, is making hopefully everybody can get it, there is a different life. There's a different place that we go, number one. Number two, yes, we are vulnerable. We forget to live like Ryan and I was talking about. We did a show, about a month ago, about living an abundant life. God gave us, he died for us to live that life, to enjoy your life, because the scripture, no one is promised tomorrow. But we take that like, okay, yeah, all right. So what time are we going to be at work tomorrow? What time are we going to do? But people, like you said, Alan, we've taken life so for granted. So God, I said, you know what I'm going to do? And he said, I'm going to take someone from you guys that's a king to you guys, to us. I'm going to take him away. Okay? I'm going to take him away early. And I'm going to take him away to get you guys' attention. Now, he got some of us attention. Some of us, we still lost. But when you lost that before loss, you don't understand what's going on, you lost anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're just in the world.
Let me ask you something, Stevie, your viewpoint on this, what you just said. Take someone away from you. But think about who was taken. It wasn't, say, a LeBron James who was actively playing. It was someone who has retired and kind of tucked away just a touch. And then to have him taken away, you realize, oh, my God, he was out of the limelight, but yet he was a bright star. And it touched as many lives as a July the 4th fireworks that explodes high in the sky, with sparks scattering everywhere, from the center. it touched so many people that they realized that although he was so-called hidden from view for a moment, those sparks were extremely bright as to just how invincible everyone perceived him to be. Just like they perceived that, well, I'm kind of invincible. Things happen to me. I'm here. Tomorrow I'm going to do this and that, you know, et cetera. You know, we realize just how much we take for granted. That's what I'm trying to say. That really is a measuring stick for just how much we take for granted.
Yes. Yeah, bro, any comment?
Without question. No, it's just, and it's just ironic. I mean, once again, timing is different for everyone. But just say, for example, just yesterday, okay, when LeBron passed up Kobe, he had on his shoe, you know, Mamba Forever. You know,
Forever, uh-huh.
And yeah. So it's just ironic of the timing of everything and how it happened. And as I was speaking about earlier with his daughter, you know, being right by his side, or him being right by her side, the one that wanted to be, you know, be like him on the court and everything like that. And it's just, it's a sad day, but once again, it comes down to the simple fact of life that we have to continue to keep living, and we have to continue to keep supporting each other and continuing to love each other, for the simple fact that you do not know, you know, when you'll be gone. So, and I can't touch on that enough, or reiterate the statement of, you never know when it's your time. So when it happened, and by us all experiencing life, you know, being middle-aged men, the simple fact that we've seen people come and go, and it's something that you really can never get used to. You know, I personally can't. I know I'm numb about certain things, but that's just something that continues to, you know, continue to go on in life, whether it's a sports figure, whether it's an actor, whether it's a politician, whether it's, you know, neighborhood, community person, mom, dad, whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. It's something that you can never really get used to. And just think about, you know, the family. Because Kobe is gone. They haven't done an autopsy, or they haven't 100% identified bodies or anything like that. But he left behind a wife. He left behind children. Okay. That the baby probably would never be able to remember, you know, remember times being with her father or anything like that. So it's a lot of other people that are affected by his passing as well.
Yes.
We have
John Altobello, his Alyssa Carey, his wife, or I think it's Alyssa Carey. Am I saying that right? The pilot. There's, you know, it's like you said, still identifying bodies. Kobe, Gianna, John, Carrie, Alicia, right? I think that's what we have right there. And Alicia is the daughter of John, and Carrie is the wife of John. Was a head coach of basketball at Orange Coast College. Yes, but you said at the end of the day, though, like you said, Ryan, everyone that's breathing this earth has a loved one, okay? Mm-hmm. Everyone's breathing have a loved one. You look at them, that loved one, most of us look at our loved ones, our family members, like they're a king. And all these families right here, it's a tragic, terrible, terrible, terrible day, but for our king, God, when you don't have control of yourself leaving this world, and some of us don't know where we're going when we die, you have to pay attention to that. And that's why God has given us a sign to understand, to let you know that he's number one. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he has a king with him, an angel, that's a very going to be a very powerful angel on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alan, I really appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to comment on?
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting that with all of the thoughts that may go through someone's head, and more so aligned with what you just said, you know, families who are at each other for this reason or another, which is really minuscule,
mm-hmm.
events like this, I feel, are launched to kind of help patch families up, you know, from the standpoint of, excuse me, like I said, my voice is a little hollow. Mom died and you stole the money from the house. You don't like my daughter, your daughter, you know, siblings, for instance, you know, as they grow older, have children.
Yeah,
one is jealous of the other one, you know, all of the nonsense. This can be used as an opportunity to reevaluate your own relationship with the people, like you said, who are close to you, who you love but may have differences with. You know, reevaluate.
Right.
Are those differences worth risking not knowing your loved ones for an extended period of time just over nonsense when something like this can happen and take it away
mm-hmm.
from you? They have the opportunity. So I think this is an opportunity to grow and get beyond your little hurt feelings on a personal basis and reevaluate just what is really important and worthy of a little, self-sacrifice as it goes to, you know, as it relates to swallowing your little hurt feelings or pride or whatever to, you know, reassemble the family unit, because we know that there's always a fight between good and evil. And the only thing evil can do is
absolutely.
Try to break up the family unit. And I'll leave it at that.
Alan, really appreciate you calling in. Hope you enjoy your next show.
Awesome.
Alan Jones, Alan Cabrera on LinkedIn. Alan Jones, what part of California again, Alan? You'll tell me all the time.
I'm right here in Palm Desert, California.
Palm Desert,
California. Palm Desert.
Alan, I really appreciate it. Uh-huh. Thank you.
All right, Ron, you guys have a great evening. Thanks a lot. God bless.
Thank you. Bless.
Thanks for calling the Steve Anderson Radio Show. We have who's calling, please?
Good evening.
Hello?
This is Deborah. Good
Deborah,
evening.
How are
you?
Thanks for calling the Steve Anderson Radio Show and co-host Ron Yarbrough. Where are you calling from, Deborah?
I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. I met Miss Deborah, and let me tell you some for you guys. She's an amazing lady, and I met her. We met on the plane. Where were we coming from? I was coming from. Where were we flying into? I met you on the plane, Miss Deborah.
From Atlanta.
I forgot where we flying. I got where I was flying. I guess we were flying to Houston. I don't know where I was coming from. I don't know. But we met on the plane, Yarbrough, and I remember this number. But Deborah, what do you think about a tribute to Kobe Bryant, but also to God's decisions in this situation? How do you feel about God has taken a true, a good-hearted person, a very, very, a king, in a sense, here in the States, in the world, a leader, away from us? But I always say that he's with God now. And what do you feel about that? How do you feel about this, what's going on today? It's tragic.
I first would like to say my prayers goes out to the family. I've been really praying for them. It really is a sad time that we are experiencing with this. And it really makes my heart heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to always remember we are not the thoughts of what God is thinking and why did this take place.
Mm-hmm.
And we really thinking, and I want to say not the family, because they at this time can't think the way we might be, how we seeing it. We see them in the spiritual way. But they are experiencing pain, and they are experiencing hurt, and they are experiencing loss. And I understand that because I've been there, done that. I lost my parents. I lost a two younger siblings. So I understand their pain, and my heart goes out to them, praying for them that the Lord will strengthen them in this time of bereavement. But sometimes when we on the other end looking, on the outside looking in, when God is doing something else, He, and I feel like the Lord is using this for America to be shaken, that they can be able to see that we are not here to stay. We all got to go to a place. It either going to be in heaven or it either going to be in hell, which hell was not made for us. But we don't have to spend life eternity somewhere. And so by God being a God of long suffering, a God of mercy, a God of grace, He allows certain things to happen that might be past our understanding. So I feel like God is beginning to shake America, and He's going to use somebody to shake it. So I feel like it's a move of what God is doing.
Right.
We might not fully understand it,
but
I think it's a shaking.
I hear someone moving around. Just make sure you guys keep the phone still. But no, you're absolutely right. See, but what you're saying, Ms. Deborah, is that's our goal, is to make sure the other listeners and people around the world understand that you're not, you don't own your body, okay? You don't own it. You're renting it. It's a rent. You're leasing it, okay? And you understand that. Like, it's okay to have fun and good time, but at some time, you need to get on your knees and pray and be thankful, okay? Now, you have someone like God took away, like Kobe and his daughter. All accomplishments, all the hard work, sometimes no sleep, working overtime to reach the level that he did in life. And then on top of it, the money he had, he didn't have to go around and go back and help the homeless, help the people. He didn't have to do that, open school. He could have got his money like most people do and just go sit down somewhere and be stingy with it. Right? That's what most of us do, right? United States, right? People? That's what we do. Yeah, we greedy. That's what we do, right? We take our money and we put in our pockets like when we die, like it's going to go somewhere. It's in a way. But that's what we do. We don't want to help out. But he took somebody like Kobe. So who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? But you're so hard-headed with greed, stealing and greed. That's what United States, stealing and greed. But he took someone like Kobe to shake it up and wake it up. Because Kobe's all right. Okay? And his daughter. But the thing about it, like you say, and we cannot say enough prayers for his family, okay, for the grieving that they're going through and this other grieving they're going through. But that we understand this. Losing someone is hard. Like, we all have someone lost. I lost my mom, and I thank God my brothers, my dad is around, and my other loved ones around. But when I lost my mom, you know, it was rough. And keeping yourself busy, that's talking to the families, the family members, you got to stay busy as much as possible, but you got to get on those knees. Those knees going to help you get through the fire, okay? Those knees going to help you get through. Don't be dealing with nobody that don't know about no knees, okay? Don't deal with them. Let them, you give them some time off. You catch them another year or so. Give them 12 months off or something. You get some people that know how to get on their knees and pray for you. That's the way you're going to make it. Because there's time to go to games, watch games, eat popcorn, have a good time, go by and be fun, enjoy. There's time, too. You got to be thankful during that week for what you received and what you was able to accomplish to get to and things that God has given you. And understand the devil is moving, like you said, in a sense. The devil is here in the United States heavy. Yarbrough, I've mentioned, I talked about him 2006 of 06. I went through something nobody wanted to go, I want nobody pray on nobody to go through. I said at the 666, the devil was here. I mean, he's really here now. He's here. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't understand what we're talking about, sorry. You won't have tickets for the big game. You won't have a ticket.
What you're speaking on is, you know, is so true. That first and foremost, the family is going through more so than the emotional side, but the physical side as well. You know, they're not being around, they're not being home, they're not gonna come home. And not just that, because once again, we're speaking about Kobe, because Kobe is the one that we know and it has done so many things throughout his life. But the simple fact of his daughter as well, that was going to, you know, be a budding, that is, was being, becoming a budding superstar in her own right, and let alone the rest of the people, the rest of the people that were on the helicopter as well, their loved ones won't be coming home anymore. So right now it comes down to, you know, to support, you know, and by us talking about Kobe and talking about Kobe's family and all these other families, what it comes down to is I'm a firm believer in giving and I'm a firm believer in helping. But some things they get under my shirt and under my skin at times is when they try to help people in places that you have no reach or that you cannot reach out to them and touch. And by that, I mean, we have people in our own household. We have people on our own block. We have people in our neighborhoods that need help, okay, and they need support. So therefore, what can we do as far as that comes, you know, as far as when it comes to that? You know, we can go out and walk outside our door, whether we're in our room, whether we're in our house, and walk out and just continue to help and spread love and spread unity. And those were the things, you know, that Kobe stood for as well. So by us being able to honor him and his family is going out and continuing to help other families, you know, that are going through things with his family is going through right now.
Ms. Deborah, how can you be reached, Ms. Deborah? Do you have Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn? Because tell us what you're about and what you do. That was kind of street, right there.
What I do is I go around telling people, all people, doesn't matter who I am, telling people about God, letting them know about Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior, accepting him to be your Lord and your Savior, because this is where we are. This is where we are today. You know, just lots of people don't know. They don't know there is a way out. We don't have to settle for where we are. It's way more to it than what is on the surface. Because the enemy has us distracted to what we have is they think this is it. But this is not it.
Right.
It's way more deeper. It's way more than what we see. And this is when I get an opportunity, this is who I am. I'm a woman of God going around trying to tell the people about God, letting them know there is more, there is help. You don't have to be where you are and left there, because it's saving the word. You know, people perish from what? Lack of knowledge. Trying to let them know there is more. Jesus is out here standing with his hands stretched wide open, begging for us to come. And a lot of us don't know. We just honestly don't know. And this is what God got us out here to do, to go into the nation and to tell the people, go in the byways and the highways and tell them about me. People are dying, don't know about Jesus. People are leaving the earth and don't know that Jesus came to save. He gave his life more abundantly for us. He died on the cross for us. And they got people don't know that, dying and don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
My heart and my prayers goes out to Kobe family. But the Lord have came and got Kobe. But what about the ones that left? They got a chance to be able to know about God, to be able to hear about God, to have a chance to get to know him. And God began to deal with me about when people are crossing over. Hey, between life and death, nobody knows what happens. Nobody but Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that's left back here, you got a chance.
That's right. That's right. Ms. Deborah, I tell you what, I can't appreciate you having you on the show. Ron and I would tell you thank you so much for calling in. And I have to have you back on another show because for a minute I started going and put my suit on, my slacks and my collar shirt on. I sort of head to church for a minute. I was like,
I'm
gonna go sit down. Because and I'm telling you, but and I was telling you Ron before you came on, I was glad I was raised in church, and we're working on something this summer for a vacation Bible school. But we'll talk to you about that later. And I'm glad you called in.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah.
And we need you on another radio show. Ms. Deborah, you are truly a Bible warrior, and you're a prophet. You're a prophet. You're battling for God. And that's we're gonna set a show just for you. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do that. Because I'm glad again, because in these times of weakness that we're struggling today with this with Kobe, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, bro. Anything to say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Deborah, have a great night. Thanks for calling in.
You all have a blessed night.
Great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It doesn't get any better than what the way she broke it down, period. That's the best you're going to get.
That's Deborah.
You know?
That's Deborah.
And, you know, exactly. You know what? And all, you know, y'all, you look at this situation. I'm hurt. You hurt. Everybody's hurt today. And I'm glad what Alicia, what she was saying, was really, 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 really awesome what she said about how everyone needs to stick together and pray for his family. And we need to pray for everybody else's too. We need to pray for everybody else's too, because there are some people that was absolutely crazy about Kobe Bryant. And because Kobe Bryant touched their lives in other ways that other people don't know, you know, in a positive way. You know, I remember my younger brother, he used to be crazy about Kobe Bryant. We used to compare him with Jordan, you know. You know how it is with us, you know, competing with yourself. But Jordan and Kobe. You know, now Kobe took the moves from Jordan now. But, you know, Jordan had a special talent. Kobe had a special talent. But unbelievable basketball players, man. I mean, amazing, amazing, both of them. But Kobe Bryant, there were some people who would go to war for Kobe. But again, like Ms. Deborah broke it down to us, for, that's what we'll do the show tonight for, on another page on how to note of this, the understanding of it. God needed him because he needed his warriors up there. He needed his strong angels up there to fight, to get ready to fight all these demons running the streets around here, okay, on earth. And this is my thing. You look at all these haunted movies, everybody dressing up gothic and all this, but no one want to talk about God. You're so rushed to run to be and dress up like the devil, but you're afraid to talk about Jesus Christ. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you look at this, y'all, bro. It said all of these world accomplishments, despite living in a world of evil and sin. But think, how much more Kobe will accomplish in heaven doing the work for God? So much of the work he's going to accomplish. And like you said, I hate, it's hard with what's going on with Kobe, what has happened. But we have to get through it. Anything you want to, in the last thoughts you want to?
Yeah, I just want to touch before, before I got a chance to go be with my family, you know.
I wanted to
say this: whether you have a family, whether you don't have a family, you have someone who looks up to you, someone who loves you, and vice versa. You have someone that you love and someone that you look up to, whether it's blood related, family related, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Continue to help them, because you never know what someone is going through. You never know when it's that person's time. You never know when it's your time. So therefore, release as many demons that you can, because holding on to bad blood, holding on to bad vibes, holding on to bad thoughts will only continue to lead your life down that road, okay? So everyone needs help. So next person you see that you was holding a grudge with, or the next person you see that you don't know, they're struggling, they need some help, please help them, because when you're helping someone else, you're helping yourself 10 times over. So continue to bless others so you can continue to be blessed yourself. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Ron, y'all, bro, really appreciate it, man. Glad you called in. I know you're super busy. And, you know what? You in Chicago, man. Could you fly me down some of that Harris chicken.
Yeah, you want some of that good stuff. Because the weather, things offset themselves. So if the weather,
yeah, I don't know if
the
they
food,
have Harris chicken
food,
more, but
food got it.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
but
they still got Harris chicken. They still got Harris chicken.
Yeah, man.
yes, they do.
They do have Harris chicken.
So all
of them run through that. You gotta go way back in the spot to find Harris chicken, but Ron, I'm glad you called in, man,
and thanks for having the show. Yes,
yeah,
you know that,
absolutely.
Man. You know,
absolutely.
And to everybody on the line, bless you. Yeah, to everyone on the line, bless you, and continue to bless others.
All right. Good night.
Talk to you soon. Good night.
For your listeners, that was Ron Yarbrough, my co-host. We have to keep pushing through. It's hard. It's going to be hard. We lost a good person. We lost a very, very a person that helped so many, even in the quiet areas and things we didn't know that he accomplished on the outside. He never did stop. And like I said before, when you have someone working as hard as Kobe off the field, doing good things like he did, he got drafted. He got drafted to heaven. And he brought his daughter with him. you see. That's right. When you have loved one pass away, or someone you feel you have love for, fans, family, friends, we feel like we've lost something precious. We have. We're left with a gaping hole in our heart and wondering, why were they taken from us? We must be grateful Kobe was given to us in the first place. We were blessed to have such a guest here on earth for us. The way he entertained us in sports, rushing from work to go watch the game, keeping the side bets from your friends, the jersey that was bought, purchased, camaraderie, friends that you met, from going to certain games, to going to restaurants, to going to house gatherings, all the entertainment that he brought to us and brought us closer together. Was God's plan. Okay? It's God's doing. In God's time, all souls will be reunited. Kobe got drafted today. Kobe got drafted to heaven. I truly believe that. You don't have a heart like Kobe's. It's too clean for hell. Some of you guys will catch that. Some of you guys won't. The ones won't, you already lost anyway. The ones understand what I'm saying. In a safe place. Father, we'd like to keep prayers on Kobe's family, his loved ones, his friends. Thank you for everything he done for us on this earth. Thank you. Amen.